do remember being told that. Now, there was that excellent linking between church, school, employment, local administration, community life, and so forth.
You mentioned Krynov. I recall that there's a part of this background called Krynov Empolda.
Yes.
I recall, was it so named after this notable gentleman?
Yes. He was said to be the first color justice of peace in the land. Grandfather of the late Solicitor Hyacinth Cunningham.
I see.
Then you have Ogles and Polder, named after the late S.W. Ogles, village overseer, schoolmaster, church arm. Then you reach the Crumdown. Crumdown really the second line of defense, separating an area between the conservancy and the farmland. After the Crumdown, that area is known as the Young Empolda, named after my father, the late A.H.D. Young, the village overseer and collector of rates for approximately 23 years.
Very good, very good. Now, you said that the drainage, there was a drainage and irrigation problem. How did Buxton manage to beat that problem?
Topographically, we are below conservancy as well as sea level. The original contributor started by hand labor to dig a canal directly from the conservancy to the sea, known as the Company Canal. It is the highest level trench within the village area. So it is multifunctioning. It is the main transportation canal. It is the main irrigation canal. And it could be made to be the primary drainage canal, particularly in the rear sections of the cultivation area. Moreover, it could be used as a flushing instrument to clear the sea channel in case of an accumulation of water.
I see. And then it was used as potable water as well.
Prior to the introduction of
artificial water. Yeah, I remember as a small boy, he couldn't be caught bathing in that canal.
Domestic,
yeah.
Black water.
Things
have changed. Yes, and subsidiaries are the middle of the canal.
Yeah.
Subsidiaries.
Now, I like us to look at the more cultural pattern. I understand you are an outstanding sportsman, a cricketer of no mean order. Could you tell us something else?
Usually I wasn't outstanding performer. I was mainly attached to the administrative side of critics. Though I was captain of the team, but I will say my contribution was great. At one time, the nickname is Mr. Forrest, when I was opening batsman. I did a little bowling and a little straightening, but I was generally soft-handed.
But you could hit a good six.
Well, I remember clearly a certain ball blocking about twice. He's taking it on the half with unison of forearm and clever anticipation, I suppose.
Yes. How was the cricket organized? There were clubs.
prior to the 1925 or thereabouts, you had separate clubs. Competition. That's what we call the sporting clubs are competing for trade to them, so to speak. You should call it that. And you should see challenges. Before my time, you had clubs like Ashuran, Raymond. Then you had afterwards Royal Standard. Of course, the earliest days, we didn't know so much of preparing billiard table pitches as you see today. And so much of the success was by way of strength. But the policy was adoption of a scorching earth, just as the West Indies triumphing today. And the bowling was of the underhand type.
I see.
We used to call that seed.
Who are our outstanding players? Some names you can recall.
You had like Henry Sullivan, Graham, Peter Willis, Brad, he's a friend of Jamie, Packers, he's a friend of Bantam.
They were batsmen or bowlers?
Henry Sullivan was a bowler, Alfred Primo was a bowler. Thomas Paris was a bowler. And Sheldon, as a matter of fact, was an all-rounder. And of course, the training was tough because we didn't have this organized, competitive spirit of being for a cup. I suspect at times, too, betting was in evidence. We used to hear talk like, then take six ball, can take eight ball, and so on, and they show to get your course.
What other sport was popular?
I remember whimsical, black racing, boat racing in front of the gutter.
We don't have a history of playing football.
We spread knowledge. Not sustained and not organized.
What did the ladies do? What did the girls do?
You had a girls cricket team prior to my time.
That's so.
But the late the dream here and then my sleep was really instrumental in organized cooking on a modern basis. In the next interval in the place, and team here and there. He is best in training. As a matter of fact, Friendship Methodist School afterwards became a champion for the calling event with a knockout competitive basis. And I remember very well my brother trained that team, that some outstanding players like Laban Ibrahim, Blair, Chandu, Lester Griffith, Wendell Wright, Nelson, so calling Roy Kilner, Joseph Moses, and the brother aforementioned. He was a trainer. And I remember clearly the final was played at St. Philip's Playground versus Brigham Cathedral. And Buxton defeated that school. So impressed was the then Director of Education, Major Bainbury, that the cricket team was granted a special trip to Annanin to play the boys of that school. By then, Mr. Vilasamy was transferred to the SQO, and Boston defeated Annanin. And I remember my brother telegraphing the Director of Education in Latin, I call my CI uncle. Of course, the training was severe and enthusiasm very high. That means many of contemporary girls of that period are today very, very keen for the enthusiasm. I know two in particular. This is Iris Bain. This is Emily.
What about the ground that produced such a formidable team? What was the playing facilities like?
You have to be there. I forgot to mention Solomon Yaw, an outstanding batsman of that boxing team. As a matter of fact, he afterwards became captain of the police First Division team, part of our competition, and was successful in leading that team 1 year in the championship.
Well, back to the playground. We had our own playground, well kept on.
Well kept, and as a matter of fact, the club was established. And many prominent boxmen came to the one active cricketers. Remember, Julian's mentality, as I told you, Mr. Dillerson and others.
This gong was at the playground of the Siwale?
Yes. They had a cycle factor. They had about two or three cycling meetings.
I see. Upright cycle, a racing cycle?
Both,
yeah.
Both.
Well, it's a sad thing that the youths of the village today don't have a proper playground. They don't have a playground at all, for that matter.
I have a suspicion that you see if people who would like to contribute their experience and money, but the behavior pattern is not so inviting.
so.
So they have adopted the policy of
hands out.
Hands out. Not that they wholly disaffected. But they were awaiting opportunity for an improvement or perhaps if properly requested. Because you know there is a tendency to classify you as being old and you must stay in the corner or live over life.
Well, that's a serious position some ill-directed young people take. And we'll probably examine that aspect of it in a short while. But right now, let us wrap up the sporting and cultural aspect by inviting a comment on the other area in which we have gained some popularity in this area of sporting, dancing and so on.
Yes, I was only the dancing in India. What the senior members display themselves, especially free dancing. We used to call it Ujjayi music. There are two types of dance music classified. One was known as Ichabai music, that is the piano and the violin. So that, in a way, it is coursing through in my bloodstream. This is similar to you to say, oh, they chitivy themselves. And so you grow up along the line. Eventually, you see. But the question of sport, what do I see? Well, spontaneous in a way at the time, because as a young lad, you very often imitate your teachers. So what they did, you try to do and perhaps to do better. But generally speaking, we are not succeeding in surpassing many of the greats, I know.
Yes, well, I have come to learn that the golden age of dancing in Buxton is long gone. And throughout my life I've been hearing of some great dancers. And in our time, my time, as a teenager in the early 20s, we boasted that no young man leaves the village unless he's a very good dancer. And we have traversed, we have gone to villages and opened the floor.
Yes.
Would you like to comment on?
Top man, head is clear. It was a pleasurable sight to be on the stage to see a hall of, say, 14 squares and the people moving in unison to the square music. You had lancers, quadrille, Caledonian, imperial, waltz, of course, shakis and mazurka were before my time. You had to be versed in the movements, and if you were not competent as a male, you had to dance side, not top or bottom. I don't know the intricacies thereof, but I have a suspicion that the top man had to lead the movement for the others to follow. So unless you were super skilled, you were relegated to a side position or a sort of ancillary position.
You give us the names of some of the top men that you know.
Men like Boshek Azor, Chinaman Grenada, Volume, Europe, some ladies like Sweet Boom, Bob Seaford. And of course, we used to say brass music. you have the clarinet, the cornet, and it's called conopian, the trombone, you should call it the second, and the bar, the baritone. So many people.
What was the what was the cello?
Came afterwards when jazz.
Oh, the guitar by father.
But the cello, strictly speaking, is not so much associated with brass band, because of an era before the brass band even, when you had the harp.
Okay.
I used to hear my aunt say that we used to call they used to say the ball, not cabal, like manager ball, or they used to have the harp.
Uh-huh.
And you had to be taught with that. You couldn't just go in the hall like that into your dancing school. You had the movements properly chronicled and learned and practiced.
So they were.
What about you? You could have been bright at school work, and you've done some dancing girls.
Yes.
Put heavy and not filling your corners.
Not filling your corners.
If you're a lady and you're not both in the dance movement, you should call it timber.
Heavy?
Heavy timber.
I see. Well, so we Buffalonians created quite a reputation going in other villages, Barbies and Atikibwa and so on.
Yes.
And
you're famous, you're a lady favorite. As a matter of fact, since you're the call out for the introduction of the school of the forces to the Lancers, you will see the men busy moving in the hall to select their partner.
I see.
Lancers, yes.
And ladies are to be proficient as well.
Oh yes. Very, very, very much so. You see them arms moving together, body swaying together, and so forth. But a very noted characteristic of that type of dancing was that nearly every participant knew the music. So the musicians had to be extra careful, play the full complement, failing which nearly all the hands would go bar sharp.
Yes, I see.
Bar sharp. So you were under very severe test as a musician.
Yeah, I'm not.
I mean, like Harding, Sinwar, Oak, Punt, Cambra.
And these men, I understand, had a reputation for dress as well.
You have to stay standing color and try to multiply. And you have to approach the lady respectfully. Make sure that your voice in the dance movement. Or else, especially in the world, you were told to dance in the middle, you couldn't be in the ring, because the movement being contrary will affect the traffic.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we may be approaching.
You have so many different organizations to have yourself equipped culturally. Education and in other ways, you see, nearly all the churches had organizations, youth clubs, the Christian Endeavor. Then you had the sports club, and you had the debating club, the literary institute, and so forth.
What about the, how do you see the future or the present development of the village? We didn't talk very much about your involvement in local government and national politics and so on. Would you like to make a brief comment on those?
Separation or recommendation?
Well, you know, we can have some brief assessment.
Well, I found myself in the system because I was office boy, as I told you, at $2 per month. So I had to serve notices to meet into the conference. I had to prepare the office every day. I had to make sure that the public was replenished and so forth. Then I used to sit in sometimes at the council meeting with the heavy seniors today. So it gradually became absorbed in my system. Of course, election then was biennial, and the village council comprised 9 members, 6 elected, 3 nominated. So, election being the red letter in the village. Of course, the franchise was restricted. You didn't have property minimum $50 qualification. You were a minor company. So that I had to please the people individually, or else you were not returned or elected. There was party system then, but not based on ideology, based on individual
feelings.
Now, again, the election was colorful in the nomination and election days were the same. So you were not nominated in the morning and you were elected after noon to around 5 or 6 o'clock until around the 1930s. Earlier or mid-1930s, you are voting by ballot. Now, the earlier system I remember, the chairman was the returning officer. And the voting system was open and you were recorded. And now and then the election results were under suspicion because as a result of petition to the local government board then the system was changed to voting by ballot.
Also.
Ballot system, the nomination was little more than a week before the election. So the week before the election was one of the intense activities, house to house, door to door, and you didn't know if you were really an activist, worthy of the name. You didn't know in a weak step then, cross dog. Or even a narrow bridge, you just found yourself being propelled. And after the election, for sometimes days after, you still had the mobility of action in you. All in all, it was fine.
But your experiences in these little elections and some village elections stood you in good stead in your national political endeavor.
Oh, yes. Were properly apprenticed and graded. And as a matter of fact, going from door to door and hearing of distress and circumstances and criticism, you were steeled for the greater occasion. more so you are gradually being ripened for a platform. And if you are very much qualified in the Putova, Oxford concise style or local vernacular, you are approaching 100% by way of impression.
Now that brings us, we must talk about this before we close this interview. You are renowned for your command of local vernacular especially. And, both local vernacular as well as your Oxford English. And the versatility or the facility which you can switch from one to the other. How did you manage that?